The Industrial Talk Podcast. Go big in just 6 minutes a day. Building a legacy of success in a rapidly changing industrial market.
All right, welcome to the Industrial Talk Podcast. I am Scott McKenzie. So glad that you are here. Thank you very much for joining. We're going to be talking about gigantic industrial position. Gigantic. If you're watching me out on video, I've got my United We Stand by NutriShop. They were very kind when I was going through the process of training and getting into a competition, a physique competition. But nonetheless, I've got the hardware to prove it. It's right there behind me. So anyway, thank you very much. Now, we've been talking quickly. Once again, active campaign, BombBomb. You need to look into those two tools, that technology, and bring it in and make it a part of your arsenal for your marketing, for your branding, for your sales activities. Very, very important. Great people, great products. And once again, go out to industrialtalk.com and look at the Industrial Academy. Great courses out there. Specifically trained by professionals such as yourself. And as well as go to the Industrial Dojo, where we focus on industrial marketing, industrial branding, industrial sales, industrial leadership, anything. And I mean anything that makes you a success. We are passionate about you and your legacy. So anyway, we got the business done. So we're going to talk a little bit about that gigantic industrial position. And now, yesterday when we spoke about cracking open that door, the customer saying, oh, okay. We started out specifically with three questions, of course, right? And those questions are, what does your customer want? What is your guarantee? And how do you deliver your guarantee? You got to go through that. You've got to have that thought process. You might not get it right on the first time. You might not get it right on the second time, but you've got to be thinking about it. You've got to be thinking about it. Because what we really want to do is we want to, in a commoditized market, which the industrial market tends to be, here's a shovel. And really what you're looking at from a shovel perspective is cost. Now, how do you differentiate those shovels? That's the challenge. That is where we want to start talking about cracking open that door. And that is the gigantic industrial position. Okay, so here is an example. And it is, and I got to use it, right? I got to. It is MyPillow. Everybody has heard of MyPillow. It's a pillow. It's got some values, but it's really, when you get right down to it, it's a pillow. And you're going to be paying a premium for that pillow. So here's what happens, right? The reason is that they've got this gigantic, and I'll say position, but gigantic industrial position. And it is this. Best night sleep. That's it. The position is simple, straight, and it has to be short and concise. So they say, best night sleep. And so you're there going, how? Right? That's the crack in the door. They're going to say, best night sleep. And you're going to say, what? How? Boom. That opens the door to say, well, let me tell you how. Let me show you how. And that means you're going to come in with your authority, your education of why that pillow brings you the best night sleep. You got it? So that is the gigantic industrial position. Now, the reality is if my pillow, which is a pillow, goes directly into the value proposition, your guarantee, and just says, I'm gonna make you sleep great at night. It's like, really? You know, that pillow said that. That company over there with that pillow said that. That, and you just see it, it's like, it's the same. It's a pillow. But no, what they did is they said, okay, the position, the foundation, the point of foundation is for MyPillow is assuming or knowing that people are not sleeping well at night. They're not sleeping. I struggle at night too. They're not sleeping well at night. And therefore, when you make a comment of best night's sleep, people are like, whoa, whoa, I want to have a best night's sleep. Crack in the door. That's when you come in and say, because our pillow does this, that, and the other thing. That is the reality. That's the education. That is the point of authority. So there are two questions I want you to ask, and then we're going to proceed forward in the next podcast. Is what about your stuff is different? What about your stuff, your services, your product is different? You're going to have to think through that, because here's a shovel, and you're going to have to say, well, what about our stuff makes it different? That's one. And then two, what makes us special? Okay? That is the us component. So you have a shovel and a shovel. What makes us so unique as we provide shovels? Okay? Gigantic industrial position. That makes your customer, your prospect say, oh, well, what is that? Or, oh, I didn't know that. And then that's where you'll say, well, let me tell you what that means. You get it? And we're going to continue, because that's a powerful component, especially in this, you know, as we commoditize our stuff. You know, that's the reality of it, okay? Does that make sense? I pushed the wrong button, so anyway. United we stand, baby. NutriChap, thank you. And thank you for joining the Industrial Talk Podcast. Really glad that you're here. We want to continue to be able to make you a success. We're going to continue to provide the content that is necessary for you, the industrial professional, to be a success. That is industrial marketing, industrial sales, industrial leadership, industrial branding, everything that you need to know to help you be a success. So thank you very much. Thank you for joining. And I'll talk to you tomorrow.